Hi, I'm Sylvia Wolf. I'm the president and CEO of Aqua Bounty Technologies.
So let's start off a little bit. We're here at the farm in Indiana. Let's start off overview of the company and some of the things you do.
Mm-hmm. So the company's been in business for almost 20 years. We went public on NASDAQ back in 2016. We bought this facility about a year and a half ago. It was Bell Aquaculture. And since that point in time, we've been refurbishing and redoing the entire facility to make it available and what we need to be able to raise our salmon.
And regulation-wise, it's been a long process to get it approved, and it was just recently announced that it was. So tell me a little bit about that process.
Sure. It actually was approved by the FDA in 2015. So we'd been approved for almost, well, over 3 years, but there was a rider attached to an appropriations bill that required us to be to label the product, and there were no clear guidelines around what that labeling would entail. And so there was an import alert that was put on our product, so we couldn't import the eggs from our facility in Canada. That was recently lifted because of the passage in 2016 of the National Bioengineered Disclosure Act, which is a bipartisan congressional law that then the USDA, who is responsible for labeling at the consumer level, created the guidelines for bioengineered foods and issued them in December. As soon as that occurred, the import alert came off. We now know how to label our product, and we're going to begin importing our eggs.
And that labeling process can be confusing to consumers. What would you want someone to know about the product and why it is safe?
Mm-hmm. I think that if you look at the requirements of the Bioengineered Food Act, or the Disclosure Act, there will be a symbol on any food that contains a bioengineered ingredient. So it's actually going to show up all over the grocery store. And I don't know if most consumers understand that we've been eating GMOs for 80 years and that they're perfectly safe for humans, as is our fish. So we went through 20 years of testing on safety for human consumption, safety in terms of animal welfare, how we raise our fish, and just as importantly, safety to the environment. And so those are the things that we want to be able to stress with consumers when they see that symbol that the USDA is going to require.
And then this specific farm, tell me a little bit about it.
The Indiana facility can produce about 1,200 metric tons of fish a year, and that means that we'll be harvesting about 100 tons a month once we get into full swing. And so you'll have different stages of fish growing throughout the facility, but on an annual basis, it'll be about 1,200 metric tons, or 2.4 million pounds.
And is that currently happening right now, or is that the goal?
So we're actually farming what we call conventional salmon, non-transgenic salmon, because we didn't know at the time when the import alert was going to be lifted, and it didn't make sense to leave the facility vacant. And so we have fish that are being raised here today, and the next batch of fish we hope and expect will be our Aqua Advantage salmon.
And when will that be?
We're waiting for one more certificate from the government, and we hope to have those fish here in April, so next month. Fish in general convert feed more effectively than terrestrial protein, and our salmon are even more efficient at converting protein. So for every pound of feed, you get a pound of fish, and ours get a 25% improvement over that. So that helps us in terms of cost, as well as the environmental impact of not having to feed as much. And then the other thing I was going to say is our fish grow at half the time of a conventional salmon, typically in the very early stages of development, which means when they're most vulnerable. And so we have lower mortality than a lot of conventional salmon would have. And what that does is it makes these big land-based recirculating aquaculture systems economically viable because it's a big capital investment, but you're doubling your throughput because of the growth rates. So I think it's important for everyone to understand that this is what we call a recirculating aquaculture system. So our fish are grown in contained, tanks under roof, and that helps from a couple of perspectives when you think about it from a consumer's viewpoint. The first is they're growing under very controlled conditions. So there's a lot of biosecurity that goes on here. And that's necessary to make sure that the fish are healthy, happy, growing, you know, all the things you want to see, which is a little bit different than what farmed salmon typically grown in net pens in the ocean is like. Our fish aren't exposed to weather conditions. They're not exposed to, you know, viruses or predators or parasites because they're grown under those controlled conditions. And so, you know, we know antibiotics. You know, they're fed a regular diet. And the other thing is this is a very environmentally friendly kind of approach because we recirculate 99% of our water. So we're reutilizing that water all the time. So it's very energy efficient. And the other is that we like Indiana because it's close to a lot of the population in the Midwest. And so when our fish begin to be harvested, you know, they'll show up in the markets with lots of shelf life, very fresh product.
Yeah, and you mentioned too, it's good for the environment. Why is it important to have that sustainability factor?
I think consumers really care about sustainability. And in the U.S., we import about 330,000 metric tons. 90% of the salmon that's eaten in the U.S. is imported. So they're flying somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 miles to get here. So the carbon footprint is less. We're looking, you know, obviously our water utilization is very, very high. And again, you know, the fact that we're located near consumers creates a much fresher product. So we think sustainability is a big part of our story and what our fish can bring to a consumer. So we have right now 15 employees in the Indiana facility, and there's only a couple that have a background in aquaculture. And so not because that's important from a management perspective, but we're also bringing in people that have an aptitude and care about animal welfare and attention to detail, because we want people that we can train to ensure that the conditions are right, the fish are being managed very, very well. And so we see this as an opportunity to continue to build an aquacultural capability in Indiana and provide jobs. And you don't necessarily have to know anything about fish.
Looking forward, is there opportunity for more growth or kind of what will happen at this facility?
So the fish, as I said, the facility is about 1,200 metric tons. We own 80 acres. And so we're looking at this as the base for our Midwestern supply chain. So we would expect to expand this facility, both in terms of raising fish, but just as importantly, we're looking at how we're going to process those fish. So our fish come out as whole fish. And then they're sold head on and gutted is what we call it. But we also think there's a real opportunity to process fillets because that's what a lot of consumers or restaurants want. And so we're looking at how do we build that kind of capability here and expand into more value-added type products.